The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
This is the beginning of a new year. The end tonight is the end of 1 year and the beginning of another. In different parts of the world, people start and end the year based on their own calculations and for reasons that they have different times. So there's nothing wrong with having a start and a finish of a year. Different people have different ones. We don't have anything in Islam against that. So Happy New Year to everybody that considers this the beginning, the night of, the eve of the new year. It's always good when we have the end and of a year, the end of a day, the end of a stage in our life, and the beginning of a new stage, the beginning of a new year in this case, to apply the concept that Islam teaches us, which is the concept of evaluating ourselves. What did I do over the course of this 1 year? Look back. If we're doing it on a daily basis, those who are, they look back at that one day and what they did, what they did not do. And generally, this is whatever the conclusion is. If a person is trying to, every now and then, daily, sometimes at the end of a week, at the end of a month, end of a year, end of an event, something that they were doing afterwards, look back. Look back and see what was done. And when we do that, Islam teaches us to do this the right way. And that is to really look back and see our shortcomings. And the most important thing in regards to the shortcomings we need to look at are the flaws where we have deviated from God's commands, outwardly and inwardly, in through our limbs, our tongues, our hands, our words, what we have seen, what we have heard, what we accepted from what we heard, what we rejected from that, all of those things. These are things that the ones that, you know, the limbs do actually. Some of the ones I mentioned, the accepting is not actually the work of the limbs. The outward stuff, what we did, what we said to people, what we performed with our arms, with our legs, places we went, work we did, and so on and so forth. And then the internal part, the inner side of that, the intentions, the bad thoughts, the good thoughts, with the limbs and with the outward expressions that we have had, the work that we have done that's visible from us, the good and the bad. When we look at that, Islam teaches us to look at it, again, from the perspective of doing things based on what God has said, or God forbid, the parts that we have deviated from that. That is number one. And especially be careful with the wrong that has been done. Try to see even the things that seem good initially, check back again. For example, if I've done this prayer, if I've done this fast, if I've gone to Hajj, if I've been to Ziyarah, look at the intention. How pure was the intention? How much of it was really for Allah? How much of it was for other reasons? How certain can I be that if I were to die right this second, that I could actually be confident and say, God, this part of what I did, is definitely for you. Look back at it and be honest with yourself. A person that is looking within should reach that conclusion. If we don't, if we think that most of what we have done is great and so on and so forth, then there's trouble in the way we're looking at things. And so that emphasis on being honest with ourselves as far as we can see. If there's anything, you know, try to pick out all the flaws, all the things within, and ask God for forgiveness for all of them. And then anything good we see, and this is related to that point that if we really look, we shouldn't see anything that we have done that is good. Anything we see that's good in what has happened and come out of me, words, actions, whatever, say Alhamdulillah. What does Alhamdulillah mean when we say in this context? Alhamdulillah is a phrase that we generally associate with thanking Allah. Although it is considered a way of thanking Allah, whatever that means for another time, and we have discussed it and we need to continue to discuss that. But the word actually, or the phrase rather, it means all praise belongs to Allah. So I notice something good in my behavior. If you notice something good in one's behavior, then you consider that worthy of praise. Then when you say Alhamdulillah, you're saying all praise belongs to God. So that means the praise of that action belongs to whom? Allah. Allah made that happen. It doesn't. The praise doesn't go to me. The praise doesn't go to me. This is the way Islam teaches us. This is how we can excel. This is how we can reach the levels of khulus and purification. Becoming a mukhlas after attempting to become a mukhlas. God will take one's hand and make them mukhlas. It's the beginning. So we look back. The end of one year, the beginning of a new year. We look back ourselves, each of us individually, and see whatever has happened and so on. And then the beginning of a new stage, in this case a year. Decide, make the intention, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. Assist us, Ya Allah. We have all these deficiencies. Help us this year, we do more good and do less bad. Deviate less and be on track more, inshallah. And really decide that, make that decision firmly and ask Allah for support and help. One other thing that can be done is for a people to look at themselves collectively or a community, whatever. A bond that forms between a people and they consider themselves one unit. Now, all of us are one ummah of the Prophet. But in terms of our work, in terms of evaluating to make decisions for the following year, it's a good idea to try to have that as well and to try to think in our collective efforts in what we did in this last year together. What are the areas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped us? We did good. What are the areas we had shortcomings and we didn't do well? Thank Allah for the good. Ask for forgiveness from Allah regarding the shortcomings. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the beginning, this new beginning of this new year, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us. We want Allah, we ask Him, we beg Him, we plead to Him by the right of Fatimah al-Zahra, that was the last commemoration we had in this year. And by the right of the Imam of our time, who is our living Imam, we beg all of them. We beg the Shufa'a, those who we seek intercession from, to ask Allah for us. And we ask Allah directly Himself, by the right of these Shufa'a, to help us. We want to be those that you have chosen for the 12th Imam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.